On a night with storms raging at both the top and bottom of the globe, with the failed emergency alert notification behind us, and an asteroid that passed near us, it makes you wonder, what kind of times are we really in? Makes you wonder also, are we being told the truth about what's going on above us? I have been speculating ever since the UARS satellite failure that NASA's been lying to us about the things that are coming down out of the sky. How better would we shut down the possibility of an invasion or at least an intrusion by making it sound like asteroids are falling down, satellites are falling down, and even when those things took place, we actually, were told that, you know, these things were landing elsewhere. And I was doing some studying and found out that the first reporting of the crash of the UARS satellite was in the Bering Sea, the area where they're doing the Pacific West 11 tsunami test, the place where they're having a snowicane. 120, 150 mile an hour winds and snow. We're getting also reports of just that it's death defying. It's horrific. The story of Wernher von Braun, the man who is the patron saint of rocketry in the United States. He was brought over from Nazi Germany. And Carol Rosen, who appeared on Ground Zero. I can't remember. It was back in 2001, I guess, and when we were national, she was on the show, and she happened to be the woman that was with Wernher von Braun towards the end of his life, and she had told a story to us on the air about what Wernher von Braun told her about what to expect in the future and what we're going to be seeing in the future. Take a listen to what she has to say, and tell me if we're not living that right now.
The strategy that Wernher von Braun taught me was that first the Russians are going to be considered to be the enemy. In fact, when I met him in 74, they were the enemy, the identified enemy. We were told that they had killer satellites. We were told that they were coming to get us and control us, the dirty commies, that whole story. First, the Russians were the enemy against whom we're going to build space-based weapons. Then terrorists would be identified, and that was soon to follow. We heard a lot about terrorism. Then we were going to identify third world country crazies. We now call them nations of concern. But he said that would be the third enemy against whom we would be needing to build space-based weapons. And the next enemy was asteroids. Now, at this point, he kind of chuckled the first time he said it. Asteroids, against asteroids, we're going to build space-based weapons. So it was funny then. And the funniest one of all was against what he called aliens, extraterrestrials. That would be the final card. And over and over and over, during the 4 years that I knew him and was giving his speeches for him, he would bring up that last card. And remember, Carol, the last card is the alien card. We're going to have to build space-based weapons against aliens. And all of it, he said, is a lie.
See, there you go. That's Carol Rosen saying that. And if you notice the progression, we go from the Russians to the terrorists to the nations of concern. We're all right now in a situation where we're looking at nations of concern, from Arab Spring to Greece to EU. And then he says, we'll talk about the asteroids and how the asteroids are a threat. We just had YU-55 go by there, and of course, you know, causing all the weather problems in the world and all this other stuff. One thing that she didn't say on the show, which she said eventually, is that he said also that we would be looking at the sun as the next thing. And then once the sun is talked about, then we'll have the alien threat or the aliens come. And I find it fascinating because I was reading today that on 11-11-11, that date that's coming up, they're going to be getting together in California. They're going to take the 13 skulls, the crystal skulls, they're putting them together to see if they can raise the consciousness. Now, the Mayan elders are doing this, and they're saying it's going to be the time of illumination, and it's basically a ritual that they wanted to do after the October 28th cycle of creation, which is, of course, the Mayan prophecy saying the cycle of creation, meaning that that actually the Earth will reach a point in its population where it will be full. This is what the Mayans predict. They said it's during this time that we are to be illuminated or educated about the inner core beliefs of humanity. The message is supposed to be delivered through a series of cataclysmic events that are supposed to be thin sum of the herd. And according to the Mayan research, the cataclysmic close calls should increase the activity of our evolutionary changes. And as the changes begin to intensify, there will be a mass awakening to the reality of a presence of the God self or the elder beings. Now, they're talking about the beings that they walked hand in hand with. Now, I said before at the beginning of this program, they're going to have a movie at Sundance that they actually went into areas of Mexico and they found evidence to show that the Mayans and the Aztecs and all these ancient civilizations did have contact with these beings. Now, this is what I find interesting. Now, we go back to that October 28th date and the idea of the illumination of the consciousness. Now, October 28th is supposed to be a date where we're going to reach a full capacity. The end of the complex civilizations, the end of the evolutionary chain is stopped. We're moving into, as James said, the ninth, there's that number, the ninth level. Now, here's the thing that's really fascinating to me. On October 28th, and I mentioned this before, but I dissected and looked into it some more. But on October 28th, there was a series of babies, a number of babies, that were born, and they were called the 7 billion babies, or the 7 billionth baby. And what they were is they couldn't pinpoint where the 7 billionth baby was going to be born, so they had a bunch of them that they decided were part of the number that was closest to the 7 billionth. Well, they had a lottery, and they picked who the 7 billionth baby would be. The UN officially declared the 7 billionth baby, and it was a baby that was born on October 31st in the Philippines. She was born on Halloween, and she was born in the Philippines. And so it was from the 28th through the 31st they chose these babies, and the one that came up was this baby that was born in the Philippines. The baby's name was Donica. Now, what I find interesting about that is that Donica is a Slavic name. She's a Filipino, but it's a Slavic name, and it's a name that means the morning star. Mm-hmm. And the morning star, of course, is the star of illumination. There's also Lucifer, the bringer of light, the morning star. And the official child of the end of the cycle was named after the star of the morning, a ritualistic signal that the age of the new light is beginning. And the name Donica and its relationship to Lucifer is significant when you understand that the Roman Catholic Church has decided to search for extraterrestrial intelligence using a telescope called Lucifer.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that interesting? They're looking for the light. They're looking for the field of research to find extraterrestrial life. Now, the telescope would be used to track things like, of course, YU-55. And, of course, YU-55 has passed over us now. And we've been seeing, you know, all this strange stuff happening, just like in a book called Lucifer's Hammer. And the idea of the new changes and the idea that the Enlightenment is supposed to happen. Now, Carol Rosen said that what is going to happen is there's going to be those certain things that are supposed to happen before we're told the aliens arrive. And the one, of course, is asteroids and environmental problems and all that stuff. And then we have the sun, and then we have the alien announcement. Now, the benevolent monster is supposed to be pointing at the Earth tomorrow. For 2 weeks, we're going to be open for a message from the sun. And that will enlighten us to know our future. And isn't it true that if you read the biblical writings of who and what Lucifer is the morning star, the lesser light, and it's always followed by the greater light and the message from God. How's that for bizarre? What do you think of that, James?
Yeah, it's definitely pretty bizarre. I know, I don't know if you've read my books, but I wrote them back in 1982, the first two books. And it's amazing how the parallels about all the things they talked about. They talked about, you know, the escalations and earthquake and volcanic activity, the expanding sun, how that was going to affect people, you know, both on a cosmic level, you know, in consciousness, as well as the physical changes, the DNA changes and the changes in the erratic weather, all this stuff. It's all tied to the sun and the sun cycles. It's quite interesting. It's all unfolding, you know, right on the cue, the information there. But it talks about all the other planes and dimensions and the different beings that are interfacing with us and ancient history that is not talked about or not not known by the masses. And
don't you find it interesting, though, that they decided to call the girl Donica? And it means the morning star.
Yeah, sometimes I always say there's no coincidences, although it seems to be. But when you start connecting all the dots, you see how this all comes together. But
it's like they're planning. It's like there's some sort of a floor plan or a blueprint that they're borrowing from. We heard Carol Rosen say what Wernher von Braun has said, and we're seeing it happen now. Tomorrow we will get our answer from the sun. Tomorrow we will find out what is going on, whether we're going to see some X-class flares heading our way. And if we do, we could see some very interesting EMPs. We'll be seeing more weather. I mean, look at the weather. From the pole to the pole, we have hurricanes are very bad and very treacherous storms happening. Earthquakes in various places in Oklahoma, in Turkey, in Utah. It's all happened since that asteroid has passed over us.
You know, as far as the sun is concerned, we have a 2-week window of possibilities, but it's in solar cycle 24. NASA says that it's not going to really be bad trouble until sometime in 2013. I suspect the way it's been behaving that we could see a lot of problems coming up in the next 12 months.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And what I'd suggest is anybody listening to this, take a note. Look for a documentary called Electronic Armageddon, made by National Geographic. Just Google that, Electronic Armageddon, and you'll get a very clear idea of what the sun will do next year.
It's amazing. Yes.
I'm standing outside looking at the moon, and I think you talked about it earlier, but I missed it, this halo around the moon, and I've been following about the YU-55, I think it is.
Uh-huh.
What's going on with this halo? Sorry about the train.
Oh, the halo is, of course, it's natural, or maybe we have a lot of pollution or something, but a lot of people have been seeing other things near the moon. James said he saw Jupiter really brilliantly tonight. It's a lot brighter than normal. I wouldn't say it's anything paranormal. In fact, they say that if you see something like that around the moon, you can expect some very bad storms coming your way within the next couple of days.
Right.
I wouldn't want to be in the midst of that storm that's coming from the Bering Sea, and I hope it doesn't go any lower than where we are. Otherwise, we're going to see some very bad snow probably before Thanksgiving. Now, you always ask yourself, why is this all happening? Why do we have the EAS tests? Why do we see these things in the sky? Why are we frightened by them? Why do we hear of the sun and its problems? Or why do we hear about all this influence from outer space? Well, I want to remind you of a statement that was made by a famous president. This is why.
Perhaps we need some outside universal threat. I occasionally think how quickly our differences worldwide would vanish if we were facing an alien threat from outside this world. And yet, I ask you, is not an alien force already among us? What could be more alien to the universal aspirations of our peoples than war and the threat of war?
There you go. Ronald Reagan said it. Our differences worldwide would vanish if we had an alien threat coming at us, and that doesn't necessarily mean little gray man, little green man. It means sun flares. It means asteroids. All those things that Wernher von Braun warned us about.